Yemi Alade is a Nigerian artist who grew up moving from place to place as her policeman father was assigned to different posts around the country. But her nickname speaks to a broader sense of belonging. She is known as Mama Africa.
Because I have traveled from country to country, I find that we are pretty much all the same. And the difference is, most time, is just the language. But the rhythm, the movement, the charisma, the culture, it just changes in colors and in the recipes. But it's still indeed the same condiments that we're working with, the same spirits.
Yemi Alade's latest album, Rebel Queen, is a swirl of musical styles and languages from all over the African continent. She sings in Yoruba, English, Igbo, French, and Swahili.
All these languages and all the moods that I take you through on the album are a representation of who I am right now. I'm no longer just that little girl who hadn't gone beyond her community shores, you know. I am now a huge part of the world.
This album begins with a welcome to her part of the world, a song called Karibu.
Karibu ni sana. Welcome to my Africa.
When this song came to me, there was no instrumental, there was no sound. It was just the sound of the wind. It was quiet, it was calm. I had just landed in Nairobi and I felt a sense, a spirit of welcome. And I just started singing to myself and I pulled out my phone because honestly, my voice recorder is the biggest saver I've ever had. People would run to save their dollars and gold medallions, but I would run to save my phone because of my voice notes.
If you had to save one thing from a burning building, it would be your voice memos.
I am running for my voice memos before my passports, I tell you. And right there, I just picked up my phone and I just started singing, Karibu ni sana, welcome to my Africa. That's how this song came to be. It was a spirit of welcome. And it kept haunting me until I recorded this song.
I love that you're not just welcoming other people to your Africa, as people listening to the album might think, but you were feeling welcomed home yourself after travel. You were arriving back in your home.
Yes, sir.
When you sing in Igbo or Yoruba or Swahili, do you access different lyrical parts of yourself? Do you feel like different parts of your personality are coming out?
100%. Sometimes when I speak a language that is new to me, I wonder, why is it that I very easily connect with the phonetics? I enjoy being a vessel for culture and for all of that. Even some languages that I don't understand, I just embrace them because it definitely means something special to someone out there.
You said that for this album, you channeled older African music that could be played at parties, weddings, clubs. Can you tell us about one of those specific memories you have of something like a party or a wedding that inspired this album?
Ooh, so let me tell you what's really going on. As a kid growing up, there were parties left, right, and center. So the guys and the ladies are arriving the party, some married couples with their kids, some ladies are single, ready to mingle, some guys as well. And everybody is dressed in their best attire. The music is playing, the band is playing the local music. And the most important part of everything, besides people getting up to dance, is that people are spraying each other money. There is money on the floor, there is money in the air, people are laughing, drinking, and they're eating the most delicious meals you can find of the night. People are gonna dance from afternoon time all the way into the morning. It is a celebration of life.
Oh, what a vivid picture. I feel like I'm there.
Yes, I'm picturing it as well.
That's my baby.
You chose some amazing collaborators on this album, including the legendary singer Angelique Kidjo, who's originally from Benin. And a few years ago, I spoke with her about a track that she wrote with you for her album. It was a song called Dignity, which was a protest against police brutality in Nigeria.
Dignity can save you or kill you. Dignity, I wanna hold on to you.
Can I play you part of the story that she told me?
Yes, please. I would love to hear that.
Great. Let's listen to this.
I start worrying because I have family in Nigeria too, in Lagos, and friends. And my first instinct, I don't know why, I send a WhatsApp message to Yemi and say, are you safe? Where are you? How are you? She called me. I say, Ma, I'm afraid. They're shooting at us. They're killing us. And I say, well, let's reply with music. Our bullet's gonna be music.
Yemi, I find that to be such a powerful idea. Let's reply with music. Our bullet is going to be music.
That voice note really takes me back to that very day when I called her. It really takes me back to that period, and I feel chills all of a sudden.
Do you think of music as a weapon? On this album, are there places where you think of using music in that way?
Honestly, I've always seen music as a weapon. It is a weapon, whether people like it or not, and that is why I'm very careful with how I use it. On the album, I have decided to use it as a weapon of love, a weapon of peace, joy, happiness, a weapon of reawakeness, a weapon of motivation. You know, not all weapons need to be fashioned to destroy. And even if it must destroy, it must destroy the negative in your heart, the negative in your thoughts. And that's why when she brought up the idea of writing about that moment, it completely made sense, because I was almost losing my mind. I was already scribbling in a book, because I felt maybe, who knows, I might not see the next day. I might as well write something so that maybe someone might find it and just see. It was a horrific day.
Can we talk about the song that you and Angelique Kidjo wrote together for this album? It's called African Woman. African sister,
you are a wonder, and I'm no understand. I think the song says everything for itself. When I started writing the song, when I was done with the chorus, I said, before I even put my verse, I called Angelique. I told her, Mama, I have another song for you. It's about the African woman. Because, I mean, we need to celebrate the African woman. I see a lot of music videos, and in those music videos, you see a lot of beautiful African women. You know, and they're just dancing and, you know, looking beautiful, but they aren't really giving their crown. They are not exactly the star of the moment, but this song in particular is for the African woman, is to celebrate her. I think words are like spells. The more you say it, they become. If you keep telling people and singing to people that they should celebrate African women, it would become a norm to celebrate an African woman, to help her lift her head high instead of trying to, you know, step on her neck. You know, so that's why that song.
Well, Yemi Alade, it's been so good talking with you. Thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you.
Her new album, Rebel Queen, is out now.